The PSL transfer window is buzzing as clubs look to finalise their squads for the upcoming 2025-26 season. Today, we're going to take a closer look at the latest transfer activities surrounding South Africa's top three clubs. Hello and welcome to Hit the Target, powered by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Jashwan, and joining me in studio today is African football expert Mark Stradom.
Morning, Desh. Morning to the listeners. Good topic today. Let's get into it.
Mark, it seems like every week we are here speaking about Orlando Pirates. The latest rumours emanating from Mayfair suggest that the mighty Buccaneers have received an offer in excess of 100 million rand for their young sensation, Relebohile Mofokeng.
Yeah, well, I believe that it was fake news, though. So there was a statement that came up from Pirates saying that it's not true, but it did spark a lot of traction and conversation around the young boy. I think the whole of South Africa is hoping for something realistic as that, for the boy to move abroad, because I think he deserves it. He's shown his qualities every season since he's broken into the first team, and I think he's very able to make a big move like that. I think his development phase and his coaching phase is way ahead of his time, and I think he just needs to go abroad. And I think the only thing holding him back now is the adapting and just finding his way in a higher league. So if something does materialize with that rumor, I think it would be a great move for the boy.
Yeah, you know, it does sound like the interest is warranted, though. I mean, we mentioned the player's development coming through the ranks, even a Bafana international. What have you made about the conflicting reports, though? Do you actually believe that an offer has been made, or do you think that Pirates rejecting it and saying that they're trying to protect the interests of their players is more accurate?
Yeah, I think trying to protect it is more accurate, Desh. I think you hit the nail there. Or somehow there are offers on the table and they're trying to protect him from those offers, because it could become a fight between clubs who are interested in him. And why would other rumors come out saying that he's linked to go somewhere else, which could get offers drawn away from him somehow? So if there are serious offers, maybe they're trying to protect the boy. But it's even crazy, on the other hand, for people to come out and bring up a story like that when it's not true, because he is the face of the PSL. He is our star boy, and I don't think people should take something like this lightly, because everybody is hoping that this boy can take his soccer to the next level. So if anything does come out, any rumors, it got to be a serious rumor. And it got to materialize for the boy to take his next steps in his career.
100%. This wouldn't be the first time a South African sensation has been linked with a club abroad. I think it was last season that Chandre Campbell signed for Club Bruges to the youth team, and then he progressed to the first team and even made a Champions League squad for them. I think it was against Aston Villa. Looking at Relebohile Mofokeng, do you think he's ready for that European stage?
I think so. And just touching on Chandre Campbell, what a great move for him. He showed a lot of promise coming through SuperSport, and he didn't waste any time making the move, which was a great decision for him, because just through his development, he proved to the coaches that he has the ability to step up. He's worked his way through the ranks. He showed his quality. We've seen some of his goals that he scored. He's got an exceptional left foot. And even just to make a Champions League squad speaks a lot about the type of player he is. And if you compare him to Mofokeng, Mofokeng was a bit further ahead, if I can say, in his time to Chandre Campbell. And if Mofokeng makes a move like that, I can't see why he can't flourish the same way as Chandre Campbell.
I guess the only question remains is it going to be a move to the top 5 European leagues or the top 10 European leagues?
To be honest, even if he goes to the championship, it would be a good move for him, because the exposure that he will gain is massive. And the next step from the Championship is the Premier League. Lyle Foster is there, and I'm sure he can find his way there. Besides the physical attributes, he's got everything else in his game. He could make his way to, like Shondre Campbell, to Club Brugge or somewhere else, but it got to be somewhere where he will be seen more rather than just going for money.
Earlier this week, Mofokeng's teammate Mohau Nkota penned a deal with Saudi outfit Al Ittihad. What did you make about that blockbuster signing by the Saudi outfit?
Outstanding. Outstanding. I'm happy for the boy. It came as a shock as well. He just spent one season, if I'm not mistaken, in the top flight. And he's already gone to the Saudi Pro League, where arguably the best footballer ever to play the game, Ronaldo, is playing. So that says a lot about his quality. His teammates with Dutch international Champions League winner Jorginho Wijnaldum. He's going to play against Mahrez, top Benzema, Kante. So it just shows a lot about the player and what the coaches and scouts have seen. And we all know what he's capable of. He showed it in the colors of the black and white. And he's taken the next steps, and I just hope that he succeeds in this move, because he deserves it. He has the quality, and it's time to show up. So whether he gets more progression, I hope so, because it's the Saudi Pro League at the end of the day. But there are stars there, and maybe he can continue to grow in his career.
Do you think he's going to be awarded a starting place? Do you think he's earned a starting place in that outfit?
I think it's going to come down to the training camp now, for the fact that coaches have seen him and have taken the chance to buy him already gives you the confidence that they believe in him. So that's already one foot through the door. It will show in training camp what he's capable of and how much he wants it. Obviously, it will take some time adapting. It's a new country, a new style of football. Everything takes time, but it will just come down to him on how much more does he want it, how bad does he want to break into the team. In terms of capability and ability to play the game at that level, I think he's got it in his bag.
All right. Well, with the view of Mofokeng and Nkota, what does this mean for South Africa's national team, Bafana Bafana, as they gear up for those crucial FIFA World Cup qualifiers against Lesotho and Nigeria just a few weeks from now?
Yeah, it just highlights the quality that the Bafana team has now at the moment. I think it's a golden generation. The players we have currently and the upcoming players are exceptional, even at the lower leagues, under 21, under 19. We look at Emil Vutpoy, I think his ceiling is so high. So with the current crop that we have and the upcoming, Bafana already spoiled for choice now. We saw our players at the Club World Cup, some of our players there, the players coming through at COSAFA. So I think in terms of quality, it's very, very good to the eye. And it just shows like how far the football has come in South Africa and how much we are. Our football is changing, so our players are getting seen more. As the younger ones are coming up as well, they're learning quicker. So it's very good to see, especially for someone who backs the Bafana squad wholeheartedly.
In staying with a number of youth prospects, Kaizer Chiefs have recently concluded their preseason preparations in the Netherlands. Whichever way you look at it, it has been a dismal preseason for Nasruddin Nambi and his technical team.
Oh, Desh, I don't know. I don't know when this dark cloud will fly over Kaizer Chiefs. I don't know what they need to do, what needs to happen for this to come right. I don't know if they need to get rid of the coach. Is it the technical team? Is it management? Is it the players? I'm not sure what needs to happen, but it's not looking good. Thus far, again, for Kaizer Chiefs. And you would expect that Kaizer Chiefs would turn things around after a dismal season last season, because they cannot go into the new season with the same attitude playing the way they are, because everybody around them have been improving and buying players to strengthen their squads going into the next season. But Kaizer Chiefs look like they haven't taken any steps forward from what they were last season. And with the players they've bought, it hasn't looked like they've added value to the team.
Do you think it would be a bit different, though, considering Nasri Nabi guided Chiefs to a Nedbank Cup, ending their trophy drought?
Look, a final, anything can happen. I think form, everything goes out the window. It's just the 90 minutes that's blocking them from gaining the trophy. And whoever plays better on the day with less mistakes, whoever wants it more, whoever has the more hunger on the day, will win it regardless of form and the situation in the league standing. So he did guide them to the trophy. He did end the trophy drought. But as you've seen in the preseason games, it doesn't look promising. It doesn't look better than what it was last season either.
Well, I hope I don't say that it's a case of same old Kaizer Chiefs. Looking at this transfer window, though, do you feel the club has backed Nabi to equip him with the tools to succeed in his second season in charge? I mean, you consider that transfer window in January, where they brought in Lelepo, Thabo Ncele, as well as a defender, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I think they have backed him. I think they were verbal about it. Jessica was, Junior was, saying that they're backing Nabi, they believe in him, and they've given him the players. And I think the players that they've brought in are the players that he requested. So it's all on him to turn things around. The type of players, the quality, I'm not so sure of, because as you've seen, Pirates have bought all local players, all from the league, all South African, with more quality than the players they've bought who are coming from overseas. And it doesn't mean because they come from overseas they're going to be better. They still got to adapt. The quality is not the same, so they are really struggling in that department. But I hope they do succeed. We just look at the positives where they can learn from these mistakes and from last season and go into the season more positive.
Well, one of the big decisions that Nasruddin Nabi made when he was appointed as Kaizer Chiefs coach was awarding the captain's armband to Yusuf Mart. Now, the former Sekhukhune United player has departed Amakhosi for the Austrian Bundesliga. Do you look at that as a massive loss for Chiefs, or a spot has opened up for the likes of maybe Samkhelo Zwane?
It's a bit of both, I think. A massive loss for Mart because it seemed like he was the glue in the midfield holding things together. And a good move for him as well, because I think every player's dream is to go abroad, especially coming from South Africa and where they come from. I think everybody wants to have a chance to play overseas. And for him to take his football to the next level, I take my hat off to him, and I just hope that he succeeds. For Kaizer Chiefs, it does open another door. And as you mentioned, Samkhelo Zwane, he's been overshadowed by so many players in the past, and I think he has the quality to play personally. And if he's given the right chance and the correct coaching, I think he can fill that void left by Yusuf Mart.
All right, let's touch on Mamelodi Sundowns then. Fresh off the antics in America at the FIFA Club World Cup, they're yet to confirm a blockbuster signing. Are there any rumors linked with Masandawana?
Right now, I haven't seen anything. As far as I know, they've had a successful campaign in the Club World Cup. We've all seen what they've done there. They are the powerhouse of South African football. With signings, I think they need to let go more than bring in players. I think they need to trim the squad. And Cardoso was open about saying that he needs to trim the squad so that he can have a more hands-on feel with the squad, because they have too many good players there. And it's not right to have so many good players and not all can play. So trimming the squad will be priority, and then maybe bringing in players in specific roles just to strengthen going into the new season, because they are still playing on all fronts. They are competing for all trophies, and you cannot trim the squad and not bring in quality players just to hold on for the whole season.
Well, looking at players, looking at the exit door then, Sailu Mudau recently posted a cryptic message on his social media. I believe it was something like, "A good dancer knows when to stop." Do you think he is on his way out?
What? I love Modau. Kolisi Modau is maybe the best right back in the country and maybe top five on the continent. So he's a very good footballer, and I hope he can also make a move abroad, because he also, another player, deserves it. Just like many other players in the Sundown squad, he's definitely one who can make it in any of the leagues, in fact, because the type of player is, he has speed, he has strength, he's good on the ball, he has intelligence. So I think he can definitely go abroad. If that's a cryptic message, I hope it is one that goes abroad, so that he can make the move before it's too late, because it's nice to stay at Sundowns where you win every season, you're competing for everything. But as a footballer, you got to have dreams to try and challenge yourself overseas, and I hope it leads to that.
I've recently read reports that Sundowns have turned down an offer from an unnamed Cypriot outfit for Tapelo Maseko. Do you think Sundowns rejected that offer to keep Maseko, even though he was left out of the FIFA Club World Cup squad? Or are they rejecting the offer in the hope of maybe upping the price tag?
To be honest, I'm not too sure how strong the league is in Cyprus. So are they holding on to him to up the price tag? I'm not sure. Are they holding on to him because there's other offers? That's a possibility as well. So I'm not too sure with that one. Although Maseko does have a lot of quality, he showed it for Sundowns in the colors of Bafana as well. So there is positive signs from Maseko. He can deliver on his day. I think he's just been overshadowed with all the quality players ahead of him in the Sundown squad, that it's been difficult for him to break into the squad and have a consistent run. But the promise is there in that player, and I think he can improve or make a move if possible.
Yeah. All right, then. You know, when you consider someone like Maseko, who is an attacker, the likes of Kolisi Modau as well, who is an attacker, in the shape of an attacking wingback, it looks like Sundowns will need to replace those players with a bit of firepower. If you are Sundowns sporting director Fleming Berg right now, which player are you looking at
to replace Modau?
Not just replace Modau, but just to add in that Sundowns squad to maybe close the gap in terms of continental football.
If Matsaludi was fit, I think he would be a perfect replacement for Modau. He's got a lot of quality at right back position for Polokwane City. The guy that plays for Richards Bay, if I'm not mistaken, Mapue, I think he's exceptional at right back. I'm not too sure why people haven't looked at Rapu from SuperSport. He's a very good left back. Pasadena is still on the market. I can't see why people haven't jumped for his signature yet. There's a lot of good players, but I must say, Pirates have taken all the cream through this transfer window. This could possibly be the best transfer window I've seen in the PSL in terms of taking 10 players, 10 starting players. So the job Pirates have done, despite losing in courts, I think they've done incredible business.
All right. Mark, my final question to you is, it's going to be a killer of a football season that we are in for. Of those three managers, the likes of Nasreddine Nabi, Miguel Cardoso, and Abdeslam Ouaddou, who is under pressure the most?
I would have to say the Pirates coach. He's definitely under the most pressure. He's just come in the job. I think Nabi's been backed. He's had his ups and downs, but they've been vocal about it, saying they're backing him, they've given him the time. But he certainly needs to deliver before it's too late. Cardoso, he's won the league. He's taken him to the final, so he's not safe, but he's in a good position to maintain his place in the hot seat there at Sundowns. But for Pirates coming in, a lot of people speak about how hot that seat is. Results need to be immediate. Soon as you come in, they need results. And especially bringing in 10 starting players, 10 quality players from each team who can start in any team in the PSL, I think he's got the most pressure on his shoulders coming in to deliver. He definitely needs to win the MTN 8. I think in the league, he's need to go on a good winning streak, at least 7 games minimum without defeat, to hold on to that place.
Mark, it's been a pleasure unpacking all things PSL related with you. I can't wait for the season to get started. And those of you listening, we'll be here for the joy. From all of us in the studio, thanks and goodbye.
Thanks, Desh. Have a good one.